There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. The only kind of holster you should run. Well, I don't know when it was. It must have been about a year and a half, 2 years, maybe a year and a half ago. I was looking for something to watch, and I stumbled across this show called Apocalypse 101. And this isn't a bunch of self-styled, you know, I studied at community college dudes. This is Marines teaching regular people how to survive if the collective stuff hits the fan. In all kinds of situations, whether they live in a mobile home in the middle of a big open field or the urban areas of downtown New York City or out in the woods and they've been doing this for a while and they just need a little refinement, they could handle everything that they got asked to do. So I was very interested in what they had to do. And the first one I ever spoke to was a guy named Mark Puhale. And now joining us again after... He and I used to talk all the time, and then he just vanished without a trace and didn't ever tell me where he was going. Joining us once again is Mark J. Puhale. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm all right. You actually have been writing a book. That's where you went, wasn't it? You've been writing a book.
I let my hair grow out, and I had to get like you again and shave the dew off once I let the bangs grow out from all the writing. And, yes, I had a little hiatus, but we are back, and... still in full force.
Now, are you still working with Forge Survival Solutions?
Absolutely. Joel and I are still working together, very much so. We're still doing gear reviews, product reviews, video product reviews. In fact, Joel and Jimmy C were, well, just out at SHOT Show this year. I unfortunately couldn't make it, so there's a lot of stuff still on the site. My last review on the site, I actually, probably a lot of listeners have already seen American Sniper and or read the book, and that was my last post on survivalcast.com. I wrote a review on American Sniper, which, you know, every American should see that movie. Great movie, great book.
Now, just out of curiosity, because I don't remember the answer to this question, did Apocalypse 101 fall victim to the guilt syndrome after Sandy Hook that every other gun show fell victim to?
You know, I believe so. Some of my friends and I were talking about this, and we had a marathon weekend scheduled in April of 2013.
Right.
And what happened in April of 2013? Boston bombing. And as soon as that happened, the show got pulled. Off of Nat Geo. However, for your listeners, we are currently on Netflix.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
On Netflix. So
yes, you are.
If they want to see the show, or if they've never seen the show, or if they want to look at it as a reference, just like the book I wrote, a good reference item, we're actually on there, and we're still talking about either maybe going it on our own and maybe doing a YouTube channel with further episodes. And we talk about it. It hasn't come to fruition yet.
The thing I liked about your show is I don't think there was a bunch of contrived drama on your show. I don't like that contrived drama. There was never There was never where the producers never went to Jimmy C and said, go pick up Mark and throw him into that wood pile, did they?
No, they didn't. We did think about that. We had we had heated discussions off the mic, which we considered maybe we should be arguing with each other on the mic, but we wanted to keep the consummate professional instructor, not go off the deep end like some of the other shows that are on TV.
Well, you guys would just look like a Marine platoon.
Yes. I mean,
there's not that much difference. I'm sure there's not that much difference in the field between a Marine platoon when you guys are trying to do a patrol versus it was in the Army. You know, there was always, are you shooting the right azimuth? How come I don't have this? You know, that, all that junk. We used to have all that stuff all the time. Anyway. This book. You wrote a book about survival kits.
Yes, I did. Joel and I did.
Now, the thing about survival kits is that typically when somebody thinks of a survival kit, they're thinking of one of those 5-week-long rucksacks that are packed to the gills that you have to train to be able to carry.
Right.
And then God help you if you have to carry it longer than, say, 2 miles.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you went, from what you've told me, you've covered everything from the Altoid 10 size to that gigantic, almost Volkswagen size, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We started off, actually, the first chapter is the first chapter, and we've gone from a 72-hour kit, a pocket survival kit, hip kit, car kit, to the ultimate bug-out bag that you better be working out with it if you're going to have to bug out for long distances, because it's going to be, you know, it's the full combat load.
I've got something to throw at you. Now, I've been, every time, we haven't talked in a while.
I know, but...
what kind of a survival kit would you advocate for somebody that has the fair degree of tactical know-how, has a fair degree of weapons manipulation know-how, but is in recovery for open heart surgery?
Well, first of all, I think you need to check with your doctor on your rehabilitation plan, right?
My doctor has left me wide open. I'm free to and clear to navigate, except the problem is that there is a degree of risk which I'm supposed to figure out where my chest would come apart. So
right.
That's the biggest thing. You know, we haven't, and they're telling me this in the... What's the name of the book?
The book is Everyday Survival Kit, Exactly What You Need for Constant Preparedness.
Where's it available?
It is available on Amazon.com. It's available, actually, in Barnes & Noble. I did a book signing in San Antonio, Texas, before Christmas. I did do more of them. But you can, if you Google it, or if you Google Mark Pujali and Joel Stevens Everyday Survival Kits, you can get it just about anywhere. You can get it online. You can get it at your local bookstore, and or Barnes & Noble can order it for you in your hometown or locale.
So, like, if I go buy it, will you autograph it and scan the autograph and email it to me so I can tape it into the book?
Absolutely.
Cool. Coming up on the first break, let's give out the name of the book again. I want to get into what's in the book because, this is the stuff that you're describing here. This is basically what some of these guys call rolling your own. This is you assembling a kit with the kit that you have available to do it, right? I mean.
Right. And this is, Joel and I like to say, this is a good reference tool, just like the SAS Survival Manual, you know,
right.
Stuff you should have in your kit or on your bookshelf. This is a tool and a guide for you for every day. And oftentimes, I mean, we've talked about this before, Bill. We even have a school kit for kids. For example, like the last time, I remember we talked about Atlanta, that, we'll get into more of this after the break, but Everyday Survival Kit, Exactly What You Need for Constant Preparedness, Mark Pujali and Joel Stevens. Home, school, office, car, travel, and more.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about this. Emergency preparedness 24 hours a day on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. You know, the Scorpion line is worth everything you could possibly... It's worth the price of admission. You need to go check that out. If you need a small, portable way to carry your ammo, this is it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Mark J. Pujali, arguably the best-looking member of the Apocalypse 101 group of the lineup, because he and I share the same barber. Although you let your hair grow out, you sell out. You. Let me ask you a question with a survival kit. I don't know how many would be, but are there essential items that have to be in any survival kit, according to Ford Survival Solutions?
Yes, there are. Just like we've spoken about in the past, there should be water or water gathering device or water filter, or something to hold water, something to make fire, some type of food, quick food like a power bar or an MRE or some nutrient dense type food, and then something that you could maybe gather food with, i.e. A weapon or snares or fishing line. You should have some form, something to make some type of shelter, especially depending, you know, especially with the given environment you're in. If you're in West Texas in the middle of summer, you don't necessarily need a sleeping bag. But if you're in the Northeast United States, or if you're in Colorado in winter, you better have something to protect you from the elements.
Right.
And then you need some type of means to communicate and or provide security. Once again, a weapon, a signal mirror to signal, a radio, a cell phone, a charger. Now, in the state of Texas, we're fortunate enough we have the concealed carry. They're talking about open carry now. So we have some means to protect ourselves and or your party you're with, your loved ones you're with, with a firearm. And like I know you talk about this all the time, Bill, on your show. If you have a firearm, you better know how to use it. You better know how to employ it. You better know how to holster it, pull it from the holster, put round, accurate fire down range, so you don't end up, you know, hitting a target you don't intend to hit.
Now, let me tell you about my kit, okay? Because my kit is woefully inadequate, but there's a philosophy behind it, okay? Mm-hmm. In my kit, wherever I go, I have a separate kit which is holding my my weapon, a ammunition. I've got this really, really lightweight chest rig. I'm not going to carry armor with me. I've got spare magazines for my primary weapon. I've got a secondary weapon in the bag in addition to the one I'm already wearing, which will use the same magazines as whichever weapon I'm carrying, because I'm carrying a Glock 9mm of some sort, and I've got that in the kit as well. Then I've got some sunglasses, some other stuff. This is all primary, just me as the fighter part of it. And then I've got a bag. I've got a bag with some clothes and some socks, and I've got some MREs and I've got some water. I figure after I eat the MRE, this is going to put me in the killer mindset. And literally, okay, because, you know, MREs are not all that in a bag of chips. But what I'm thinking is that in the event that this happens, if it's going to be a temporary thing, that I will be able to barter on my way to where I'm going. And if that means that I'm able to say, hey, look, I'll provide you a little bit of security if you'll give me a sandwich, or you know, fill up my Nalgene bottle, I'd be happy for you to do that, and I'll hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have at least one spare gun on me. So that's my mindset behind it. I don't necessarily want to go off grid because I don't know. I'm just not that skilled to go off grid. I just don't have that. I have some first aid and everything else, but I mean, even with my military background, which I know how to put it together in a cold or wet or dry environment, but I'm old and I don't know, you know, going out into that now there's going to be a degree of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. What do you think? Where am I going to die here? I'm going to die somewhere, I know.
Well, I think that brings up a lot of things. Like going back to the book, we put a checklist together from you going to the grocery store, or you going back, you know, going for a walk or going for a run, going to the gym. You know, you're getting back in shape. You're training your body to potentially carry heavier loads. And then it begs the question that you can look at any survival side, do I bug in or do I bug out? And bugging in, you have all your resources, you know, in your home.
Right.
And how long are those resources going to last? can you resupply those resources, i.e., do you have potable water? Do you have a place to go to the bathroom and do personal hygiene? Do you have an adequate food supply? Do you have ammo? Do you have security? Can you ward off marauders or a gang that wants to steal your stuff and take your wife? So bug in, bug out, that's the question. But for the everyday kit, what do I need? Like, what do I need when I go on a run that's right next to my home, that's in the early morning hours or at dusk? Should I have some mace on me? Should I have something to protect myself in a relatively secure area? But we could all Google news articles that say, the neighborhood where my folks live, a high school kid, mad at his girlfriend, killed her, walking down the street at 6 or 7 p.m. in the summer month. So it could happen anywhere. Any danger could happen anywhere. And so with the Everyday Survival Kit, we're just making recommendations on what you could have to protect yourself in the event that something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
And we talk about ways. The premise, what we did is the start of each chapter discusses a real-life scenario that could happen to any one of us in any type of environment. For example, I'll go back to the purse chapter again. I don't know if you have a lot of female listeners, but the purse chapter.
Well, we got 1 minute. We got 1 minute. Can you do it in 1 minute?
Well, no. We're
going to be going back to the purse chapter after the after we get back. And that's the thing. Let me ask you a question. Here's something you can answer in a minute. When you're putting these kits together in this era of you don't know exactly how the police are going to respond, do you necessarily want to have the military rucksack and the military loadout bag in the back of your car, or do you want to try to, you know, just on the basis of trying to keep everybody from being nervous, do you want to try to camouflage that a little bit? You got 20 seconds to tell me the answer.
I think so. I think it goes a little bit of both. You want to get the pack that's the most comfortable for you and durable, and it's going to last. And if it's green or black or pink, then it's what works best for you for the gear that's going to be in that pack.
I have thought about getting a Mall Ninja parking thing hanging from my rearview mirror just so it just fits, you know, just so if they pull me over anyway. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Ford Survival Solutions and straight off of the author trail, Mark J. Puhale, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. They've never failed. Okay, I guess they're gone now. My guest this hour from Ford Survival Solutions and now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can find his name there as well. Is Mark J. Pujali. Tell us about the Purse Survival Kit. This has got to be something. This has got to be something a little new, huh?
Yeah, we wanted to make sure this book is for everybody, and not just the male survivalist, but also females. That every day, I have some friends listening in, and they're asking about how, for example, a woman can protect herself better. She can't change a tire. She doesn't carry anything with her except a gun, and she travels close to the border in Texas for her job. And can I address that after we talk about the purse chapter, Bill?
Most assuredly.
Yeah, so the purse survival, like I said, the premise of each chapter is I Googled some basic news articles, and so, for example, purse chapter, a lady, 33 years old, goes to the post office in Corvallis, Oregon, college town, where I actually lived for 6 months, goes to the post office at 7 in the morning in January, and she gets mugged, dropping some letters off. These two assailants steal her purse for cash, rough her up a little bit, and the purse is found a few streets away from the post office, and they never catch the guy, assuming they were maybe, you know, drug guys looking for money so they could buy crystal meth. And so
right.
I analyze that situation, and then I make recommendations for gear that could have been in the purse. For example, phone charger, mirror, lighter, a bright-colored scarf that you can use for signaling, a whistle that you can use for signaling, mace, a pistol if you have a concealed weapons permit, you know, in the state that you live in, a Kubaton or tactical baton, an umbrella or walking stick that you could also use as a weapon, a knife, wrist or compass, water bottle, food, basic first aid kit, emergency blanket, and then cash. Now, in that given situation, we all, you know, was it cold? It was a little dark because it was January. We all want to make sure we don't focus inward. We know this from the military that we want to keep, we want to stay ever vigilant and keep situational awareness.
Right.
Right. And in every, and I think the next chapter I talk about some guys who got robbed at a huge shopping mall in New York coming out from the movies. They got mugged, going to their vehicle, but these guys were focusing inward. They weren't staying vigilant. They weren't making themselves, the term we've all probably heard, a hard target, right? They're surveying the area. They, if they're going to their vehicle at night, maybe this, or male, female, they have their hand in their purse on a baton, a weapon. They have an umbrella. They have something that they could ward off someone or defend themselves. And like I said, the premise of each chapter, I'm jumping around a little bit, is survival scenario, analysis, takeaway, and then a recommended gear list that you could put together and use and practice with in everyday situations, from work, from home, from exercise, to the restaurant, to entertainment, for travel, what should you send with your kids, et cetera. And being a survivalist or being prepared, you should practice these things. And for my female friend who's asking me about, you know, traveling to South Texas, she should enlist the help of her buddy, Mark Puhali, to show her how to change a tire, to potentially take a self-defense class so she could protect herself. This goes for all of us, too. We're fortunate enough in the state of Texas we can carry a weapon, but when's the last time you shot the weapon again with weapon safety? When are you going to – you could go through deadly force scenarios, which, you know, you do going through a 12-hour concealed weapons class, but practice makes perfect, and perfect practice makes perfect. So we have to practice all these skills, and for you, for me, for anybody else, we have to practice with that gear that we have on our person, be it a purse, be it a pocket survival kit, a 72-hour kit, a day kit, like if you go on a day hike, what kind of gear should I have with me? What kind of gear should I have in my vehicle for a road trip? What should I have if I go on vacation? What should I have? Like I said, I'm sending my daughter to high school. What should she have in her backpack in case something bad happens in school? What should I have as the ultimate survival bug-out bag in case that stuff hits the fan? And so that's what the book covers.
Give out the book title again.
The book is Everyday Survival Kit, Exactly What You Need for Constant Preparedness, by Mark Puhali and Joel Stevens.
And this is available both at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble.
Yes, sir.
As far as you know. I'm going to go looking for it because I know a couple of authors. There's just something cool about getting a book from somebody you know, isn't there? You wouldn't know because you wrote the book.
Yes.
I'll find out though. I know how. I'll get to know how that feels again.
Please do.
Now, with a survival kit nowadays. And we got about 3 minutes left, and I really want you to take your time answering this, and if we have to go into the next segment and all the way through the next segment. In our reality that you and I live in now, there's, especially in Texas, where, you know, they've identified a ISIS training camp, 9 miles, 8 miles outside the border in Ciudad Juarez?
Mm-hmm.
There's a very good chance that if anybody actually had to employ a survival kit, there's going to have to be a heavy emphasis on self-reliance in combat as far as what you probably need to have packed. And have you, now you guys are Marines, have you and Joel and Jimmy C and I never remember the planner's name, but
Mike.
Mike, have you guys looked at that stuff and said, well, you know, the times they are shifting. I mean, do survival kits need to start becoming based upon regional possibilities, not probability, but possibility?
I completely agree with that. I think, like I said, I think you have to have your kit needs to go with your environment, and then not only your environment, but the threat level in your environment. For example, my friend again, who travels down to the border frequently on a weekly basis, she is next to the Texas-Mexico border, and she's a very white, blonde girl who could be a very easy target for a cartel or ISIS or anybody else down there, and she needs to practice that preparedness, have her weapon at the ready, just in case something bad were to make sure she has travels with a full tank of gas. She knows I need to teach her how to change a tire, and some other things too. Think about route planning across the United States. I talk about the Kims who got lost in Oregon. I don't know if you remember that story.
I believe I do.
Right. They got off main road and tried to take a shortcut during a blizzard, and the dad left the car, left his family. He walked off in the wilderness to try to get help, and he died, unfortunately. And so I even talk about that with, if you're in the middle of a storm or inclement weather, stay on the main thoroughfares, because you know you're going to have, there's going to be gas stations, there's going to be civilization.
Hang on for me. We'll finish this up on the other side. My guest this hour, Mark J. Pujali, they just wrote Everyday Survival Kits, exactly what you need for constant preparedness on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Disclaimer, if you call into the show while I am live and you're actually looking for another host, I'm going to do my best to impersonate them and be them and give you the advice they would do that on that particular instance. So if you want to talk to an imposter, call this number at this time, and you'll be getting exactly that. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. It's the only kind of holster I run. This is the only kind of holster I'm going to run for obvious reasons. Go check them out. Very shortly at GCN, that'll be the only holster anybody's running very soon. My guest this hour, his book is called Everyday Survival Kits, Exactly What You Need for Constant Preparedness. It is available in paperback via Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And it's a Kindle book. It's it's an audio book, which means that the boys at Forest Survival Solutions put out an audio book and didn't call their buddy Bill. We can talk about that later, Pooh Holly. Anyway,
we're remedying that, Bill.
Okay.
We're remedying that right now.
Okay, all right. Anyway, I was looking at the reviews for the book, and everybody likes the book, and even the guy that really likes the book only gave it, you know, they're messing up your ratings. Don't you love reviews?
Right.
Not a bad review out there. They got 4 reviews showing, all of them great as far as what they write, and then not giving them 5 stars. I don't get that at all. I don't get maybe they just don't think there's anything such as perfection. The let's see, it says it in the description at Amazon. It says Everyday Survival Kits contains clearly outlined packing lists for what you need for specific survival situations. A situation will arise when you require more than just a bug out bag or a get home bag. With the help of this guide, you'll be prepared to stay alive. In the time, that's really more than any time before now, with the power grid the way it is, with the economy the way it is, with the border situation the way it is. That's really a sad fact of life that people actually need to get a book like this in 2015 and read it, isn't it?
It is, but it's the nature of the world we live in today.
Yep.
There's certainty. Not only in the United States, but across all over the world. We've talked about these things before with the economy, with the state of weather being a big issue. We talked about that with, is the stuff going to hit the fan? It certainly could. So we better, I'm going to make sure I'm prepared for myself, for my family, for my daughter, for my loved ones, and the friends that I know and the people that I travel with, I want to make sure they're prepared so they don't end up with
not being able to help themselves if something bad, if heaven forbid, if something bad should happen.
That's for somebody like you or me who've been in the military, who get out there and know that you can actually do things that will help you even when it seems just absolutely dire. That's really the worry for people like you and me, for people who've never been through that, which is the majority of the population, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Most people never been a Marine. Most people never been a soldier. So, I mean,
right?
They just don't know.
Right, and they're comfortable. They're comfortable going to the office. I've had friends and acquaintances ask me, from students, from athletic acquaintances, from neurosurgeons in the DFW area, what should I have? What should I have driving to work, to the hospital, to home, to my office in a major metropolitan area? What should I have in my bag in case something bad happens? In case the city shuts down because of, for example, in DFW, an ice storm where you're not going to go anywhere.
And yeah, yeah. Those kind of kits, I mean, you can either build a really big kit that will cover everything, or you can tailor make your kit to the time of the year or the situation that you find yourself in or stuff like that. Which would you, if it's you and you're building the kit, which is the kind of kit that you're going to try to build? Are you going to try to make one for something situational? Or are you the Marine that you are and you're saying, I'm prepared for everything?
Well, I think if you're the master of everything, if you're the jack of all trades, I don't want to say you're the master of none, but I think three takeaways. You want to use what works best for you, right? The gear that works best for you, the weapon that works best for you, the pack that works best for you, the thing that you're going to put on your back or put on your person that's comfortable, durable, and can hold the requisite items you need. That's number one. Number two, you want to pack for your environment. You want to pack for, are you in the mountain? Are you in a city? Are you in a desolate area? You want to pack for your environment that you're currently in, and then pack and consider where you may or may not be going. So if you are traveling, if you're traveling to Mexico for a trip with your family, or if you're going to Europe, if you're going camping, if you're going on a road trip, consider that also. And then, so that's number two, and pack accordingly for the environment you're in and where you may or may not be traveling. And then thirdly, you want to think about contingencies in the environment you're working in and where you might be traveling. And with those contingencies, you want to think about route planning. You want to think about the five things that should be in every survival kit: food, water, shelter, fire, security being a weapon, communication, a first aid kit, a means to signal. And think about those contingencies and rehearse them. What if I have a flat tire? What if I run out of gas? What if I run out of water? What if I get stuck in a blizzard? Do I have an extra set of clothes if I get soaking wet? Am I going to leave a vehicle? With route planning, things that also we cover in the book is letting someone know where you're going. Right?
Right.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I'm like, what's the plan this weekend? Where are you going? Who are you going with? What time are you going to get there? When are you going to be done? When do I need to pick you up? What happens if so-and-so's mom or dad can't pick you up? What are those contingencies? And in the technological society we have today, there's applications on your phone that say, maybe not necessarily for us, Bill, but again, I'll refer back to my blonde friend who travels down to the border. You can put an app on your phone and it can have a reminder to say, okay, I'm going to go for a run, or I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to be there from 10 a.m. to noon. If you don't hear from me by 12:30 or 1, start asking questions. You know, you can set these flags and these reminders just on a basic phone application to CYA, especially for a female.
I'm going to have to call you after the show about the opening because I was talking about a phone app. We're about to run out of time here, okay? So if you want to circle back and talk some more about this kit, I find this actually quite, I mean, you've got directions on everyday carry, hip bag, pocket survival kit, emergency 72-hour, urban survival, day hike, emergency car kit, vacation, student, purse, extreme weather, maritime, and the ultimate bug-out bag. And the practical applications of all those things. If you guys need to come back and talk about that, of course, we'll do that because I find this.
Yep.
I'm not the prepper kind. I'm not. I know people that are. And, I mean, I find some of these things they put together ingenious. So, one more time, let's give out the name of the book where they can find it. And maybe, if you and Joel want to do it, if you guys want to get together and sign me a copy of the book, we could do a giveaway for it here.
Yes, we can definitely do that. So Everyday Survival Kits, exactly what you need for constant preparedness. You can Google that, and you can find it on Amazon. You can find it at your local Barnes & Noble. You can find it online. You can get the print version, the audio version, the Kindle version. We got all kinds of options for you.
Very good. I appreciate you finally getting I know you as Mark's been through many evolutions and everything. I'm not actually angry with him. He's kept me in the loop the whole way, like any good combatant would. Shoot, move, and communicate. So it's good to hear from you again after all this time. And let's not take so much time in between the next time.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
You stay safe, and we'll be back with you.
All right.
As for the rest of you, we will do this again on Monday. Tim Harmson from the Military Arms Channel on YouTube will be joining us. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.